Walker Ornstein covers the environment and workforce issues for MinnPost, an online nonprofit news magazine. Today he's joining us on the Thursday morning show on KEXE-KBXE to talk about his article, What Workers Need to Know About Unemployment Benefits During the COVID-19 Emergency. Walker, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So on Monday, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signed an executive order regarding Minnesota's unemployment insurance. Who does it include?
So this was really aimed at trying to expand the unemployment insurance program or relax some of its requirements in an effort to help people struggling with closure of schools and businesses because of the coronavirus. Lawmakers have been talking about ways to make this program more accessible, so people who have to stay home or who are getting their hours cut or getting laid off are getting some sort of benefit. And so they took a number of steps to relax it, and it applies to basically everybody who's worried about losing their job or may have lost their job due to coronavirus.
And that means even people who now need to be staying home with their kids because schools are closed, right?
Exactly. The executive order says if you can't go to work because your school or childcare has been canceled, you get unemployment insurance. There are some limitations, like if you have some children who've lost their childcare business, you have to make a reasonable effort to obtain other childcare or request time off from your employer. If that doesn't work, then unemployment insurance is an option.
Walker, this is John Bauer. How does this whole thing play out? What is the turnaround for, say, somebody who files online for today and getting maybe some money? What's the time period?
Well, there used to be a week-long waiting period for people to get access to benefits, and one of the things that this executive order did is it got rid of that week-long waiting period. They didn't want there to be a lag. The executive order says it wants people to become eligible as quickly as possible, and so what state officials are recommending is apply now, and hopefully you can get the benefits as quickly as possible. I don't know the exact turnaround, especially since there's been a crush of applicants, but they want the waiting period to be as short as possible.
By a crush, do you know how many have applied?
Absolutely. This week, about 50,000 people have applied. And to put that in perspective, during this week last year, the state received 2,100 applicants. So a big change.
And the online system is still working? It didn't crash or anything?
Yeah, Steve Groh, who is the commissioner of the Department of Employment and Economic Development, they administer the unemployment insurance program. He told reporters yesterday that they actually had to add some more server capacity and that they've been working on it. And he said that the website has been slow at times, but generally effective and hasn't gone down, at least it appears. So, and he has urged people to apply online whenever possible to save phone lines for people who don't have internet access or have other accessibility issues.
So, Walker, there's usually a limit for how long you can receive unemployment benefits. What's the word now for somebody?
There are some limitations, and I think that they're trying to waive some of that. Things are changing very rapidly every day, and so I think, I guess I'm not 100% positive on limitations for length of benefit for everybody.
Okay.
You normally, if you file for unemployment, you have to show that you're looking for a job. If you work in a restaurant, that's not going to be possible. What happens then?
Yeah, one of the things that the executive order says is, you don't have to look for work that's going to put health and safety at risk. So, for example, if the only place you can look for work is at a restaurant and restaurants are closed for health and safety risk, that doesn't count against you, more or less. So there still may be some employment searching requirements, but if you can't find a job in your field, they're trying not to hold it against you. And so you should be able to access unemployment wages.
We're talking to Walker Ornstein from MinnPost. He's a reporter there that covers employment and the environment. How much money do people get?
So generally it's about 50% of the average weekly wage of an applicant, but there is a maximum of $740. And Governor addressed this the other day. He said that money is not going to make you whole, but he said that our intention is to try and make sure it doesn't destroy your family or the well-being that you have.
So Walker, I said that you also covered the environment. You wrote recently about state parks, and you know, we're working really hard to remind people to get outside and to be in nature. We think that's going to help a lot as everyone deals with the new normal out there. What else are you covering in terms of environment and people getting outside?
Yeah, so wrote a story about how the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is saying, hey, it's okay to visit state parks right now. Commissioner Sarah Stroman said it's a great time to get outdoors. One of the benefits, obviously, of being outside is it's pretty easy to socially distance, to keep 6 feet from other people who aren't in your family. So if you go out to parks, you're able to do that. But just know if you go to state parks, visitor centers and other buildings are closed until further notice. You have to pay entry fees still, but you can do that through kiosks at facilities. You could buy park passes online, do things like that. So generally, things are open, like bathrooms and shower buildings. They'll have increased cleaning protocols, but more or less, you're allowed to go to parks.
So we talked to your colleague Greta Call yesterday, and she talked about the kind of different work environment for MinnPost and a different take on things. How are you coping and making sure you're healthy as well, as you're covering lots of different stories right now?
Yeah, I've been working from home exclusively. We have a staffer, Peter Callahan, who goes to the Capitol, and I think Greta goes to the Capitol occasionally, but more or less our office has been closed, so I'm working from my home office up in my bedroom upstairs, and it's been okay. It's been interesting. I've been monitoring the places that I go to every day that are closing, places that I grew up going to, and that's been an interesting experience, and talking to people I know who are getting laid off from those places, and so that's been kind of a trip, but we're doing what we can to stay sane, ordering delivery from, you know, a Thai place down the street, doing small things that we can to transport the community and also to socially distance. You know, I bought plenty of groceries, so I'm hanging out, trying not to leave the house.
Well, you can see MinnPost coverage of what's going on in the state of Minnesota now. They're a lot like Northern Community Radio. They operate on memberships, and you can support their journalism at MinnPost.com. Walker, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Heidi. Thank you, John.